Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Aoife Lacey is the head of operations at Yoga Dublin and a hot yoga teacher. Good afternoon, Aoife. How are you keeping?
Hey, so nice to be here.
Hot yoga, first of all, it's as described, yoga in a hot environment.
Exactly. It's an umbrella term. So the one common denominator against all of your hot yoga classes is going to be the temperature in the room, which will vary from class to class, whether it's 25 up to 40 degrees. And then you can have any different style of yoga. So it could be the traditional hot 26 sequence, which is a set sequence of poses, or it could be a vinyasa flow where it's going to be something a little bit more off script. It changes class to class. Or you might take a slow yin class or even like a warm beginner's friendly class. Yin is slower postures held for 3 to 5 minutes. That's going to let you to work into all of the fascial connective tissues in the body and soften all of those stiff kind of collagenous tissues over time. So it's a more passive practice. It's a really nice way as well to kind of make yourself sit with your mind a little bit.
So it's your yoga classes, a lot of our listeners will know of, but you're doing doing it, I suppose, in a heated environment. What's the benefit of that for the body?
I like to categorize it into three different factors. So you've got psychological benefits, physical benefits that are like whole body wise, and then physical benefits on a more systemic and cellular level. So talking about the psychological benefits, a lot of people enjoy and get a buzz from the extra intensity of being in a heated room. And for some people, they need that extra stimulation to get a little bit out of their thoughts. You know, it can be more intense. It can be more challenging on the body and on the mind being in a hot room. And for some people, they need that extra little push to get them out of the day to day. Then on a physical level, you're going to have similar benefits to what you might see with people now that are getting into saunas. So in the heat, you're going to get more flexibility in the tissues. It's going to build strength just like you would in a regular yoga class as well. Mm-hmm. But then there's been a lot of studies as well that have shown increases in bone mineral density over years of practicing in hot rooms. You're also going to get metabolic effects because you're dilating the blood vessels to try and cool the body by putting yourself in this hot environment.
Good even just for aches and pains?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to soften all the tissues. It's going to increase the blood flow to all of your muscles. So it really intensifies a lot of the effects.
So I made the mistake. I went to my first ever yoga class a couple of months ago. Very recently, maybe about 2 or 3 months ago. And I made the mistake of going to what was described as a beginner's yoga class, but it was a hot yoga class.
Yes.
And I found myself utterly distracted, Aoife, by the fact that I was sweating. Like everybody in the room was dripping sweat. It was so hot. And maybe because it was my first time to ever go to a yoga class, I was so distracted by the fact that I was boiling.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think my lesson that I've learned is, having gone back now twice since, is that I need to just, you know, start at introductory yoga and then we can work up to the hot yoga.
Absolutely. And that's what we always recommend in the studios in Yoga Dublin where I work. So we'd recommend not to start straight into hot classes.
Of course, that's classic,
you want to have a few under
in
your belt so that you're familiar with the practice, and then you add the element of the heat as an extra little step up. We also have warm beginners classes, which is a nice way to kind of break yourself in gently.
And how hot is the warm like?
So it's the residual heat in the studio that's left from the class before. So we heat the studio to around 30 degrees for hot classes. And then with the bodies in the room, the heat can creep up a little bit more than that. But then the heat will be off for warm classes and it's just the leftover. And that kind of sinks in. And like I said, it'll help you to soften without having the full-on intensity of your hot classes.
It's definitely the sort of class you need to bring a towel to.
Oh God, absolutely, absolutely. And that's it. But the thing is that I think the hot classes, so for some people, there's different classes for different people. For maybe the athletes, the high-intensity people that are in the gym training all the time and they need to be go, go, go and achieving, it can be a really nice gateway into yoga. And maybe you start with the hot yoga with the really intense practices and your eyes might be opened over time to something a little bit softer.
Now, the one thing I will say, I noticed I had the best night's sleep of my life after it.
Absolutely.
I was out for the count without any question. It's interesting though, because I feel like everybody in social media now is in and out of ice baths.
Completely.
All the time. So this is the total stark opposite to that.
Yeah, no, completely. I think it's, these things come in cycles, right?
Yeah.
And there's trends, and you see a lot of sort of hot and cold therapy at the moment with saunas and ice baths taking off. And there's similar effects in both. Mm. It's the change in temperature and it's the modifications that your body makes in going from a regular temperature to an extreme state.
Is it appropriate for all age groups?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As long as you are comfortable in your practice, in your yoga practice, then you can always give the hot room a try. And like I said, that study that looked at bone mineral density improvements was done in postmenopausal women. So it's not just a young man's game.
So you would recommend that you're better off to start though, you know, getting a grasp and getting to understand and know yoga and build up your flexibility in doing that before you start into the hot kind of classes.
It can be a bit of a shock, I think, to go from 0 to 90, you know, so we'd always recommend doing a few classes first and getting a few under your belt. And then you can always chat to your teacher before class, let them know it's your first time in the hot room and they'll look after you.
Who shouldn't do it? Listener wondering, is it safe to do hot yoga if you're pregnant?
We wouldn't recommend practicing in the hot room in pregnancy. It can be tricky in pregnant students because if you have an established practice, it's okay to keep practicing, but I definitely wouldn't advise practicing in the hot room. And if you're going to group classes, it's definitely best to go to a prenatally trained teacher because they'll be able to show you the modifications that you need as your body changes through pregnancy. And just to check in with studios and make sure, like for us in Yoga Dublin, we always encourage students to go to designated prenatal classes, but you can keep your yoga practice up. Mm. Absolutely. It's just a case of learning to modify and doing so with a teacher that's able to look after you.
Big demand in yoga at the moment, isn't there? Like,
absolutely.
It's, you know, it really has grown.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. I mean, we've opened in Harold's Cross in the last year and now we're opening in Charlemont as well in the next few weeks' time. So it's all go.
It shows you the level of demand. Aoife Lacey from Yoga Dublin, operations manager and yoga teacher there as well. Aoife, thanks a million for
joining us
today on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.